Hey, hello, you're with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security today from an airport. So look, watched Nerve this past weekend. Nerve, the horror movie for the teen set, watched it with my daughter. And the climax of it is when they get the botnet together and with the botnet, they take over the source code and they shut down all this application. Amazing. Great graphics. I'm like, I want one. I want one of these things. Sadly, most botnets do not have the cool graphics of Nerve, which is really a shame. But well, they do have some new evasion techniques. So tip for you, check out the NITOL botnet and look at some of the things it's doing. It's doing two interesting things. One is, these are macro viruses, right? Spread by macro documents. They email in, you click on them, you execute them. They start password protecting them. So the user says, hey, open this document. Oh, by the way, here's the password. We do that all the time. I get documents 10 times a day that says put in this password, right? So that's a problem. We're already trying to do it. And why that works is because from a security perspective, the detection mechanism can't enter that password and therefore can't scan it for bad code. Second thing, it's a timing issue. They're timing for 5 minutes before it actually does anything. A lot of these tools like FireEye or any of the remote detonation will open the doc if they can, which can't, because the password, and will then execute it and see what it does. Things like NITOL now are waiting longer than the time period for a lot of these tools. You're not going to want to quarantine a document for an hour when someone's waiting to get their document. So with NITOL, they take advantage of that and wait to exploit the code for a period of time, thereby evading the detection. So two interesting things. Still lame graphics. NITOL authors, if you're watching this, check out Nerve. Pretty cool. And for the rest of you guys, hit me up on social media. What would you do to evade or to solve these types of evasion techniques? Thanks so much.